just want to, you know, make some money before he goes back to school. He's dead now because of, you know, them not having safety training for the employees. You know, it's kind of sad. And then you have this veteran firefighter who was going to the scene, and then he gets a heart attack, which is pretty sad.
It's pretty sad.
You know, and now people are still, you know, there's some people who went back to their homes, but there's still people who are homeless. You know, they don't know, you know, what's happening with their houses. You know, they were saying that there's some structural issues and stuff like that. You know, it's kind of crazy, but hopefully the city, you know, the council, you know, gives money to the families who needs to get their lives together with their homes and stuff like that. Is anything else you guys want to add to this issue?
Well, looks like you caught everything up right there.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think it's pretty scary, like, that something like that can happen. Like, you expect that everything's all safe and good, and then out of nowhere, kaboom.
I just, my issue is, why do they create these type of plants near residential areas, right? Like where that plant is actually very close to people's homes, right? Like, those kind of plants should be, like, outside on, you know, Toronto, in a place where there's less people, in a place where there's less lives, right? And but this plant is in the middle of Toronto, which is kind of crazy. Even though I didn't really, you know, I don't know about that area, but I've been watching news articles or news and reading articles on the newspaper, and people have been saying they live right across that plant, which is kind of ridiculous. Why would the city, you know, give a permit for that type of plant? You know, it's kind of crazy. But if you guys don't have anything else to add to this, we'll go to the next topic, which is Munir.
Well, it's on me now.
Yeah.
Well, what I'll be talking about today would be the maple leaves food. So, according to my research, what I found out that all across the country of Canada, Maple Leaf Foods recalls 220 products of tainted daily meat with a bacteria called Listeria monocytogen. Listeria monocytogen?
Okay, what is that? What is that exactly?
It's a bacteria.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you heard me carefully, you would have known what I just said.
So it's a bacteria. Okay.
Yeah, it is a bacteria.
So how does that affect the body? Did you?
Well, if you listen to what I
okay,
said,
okay,
find
okay,
out.
Okay, all right, all
well,
right.
Well, as I was saying, this daily meat includes sliced turkey, meatloaf, cooked ham, sausages, cooked roast beef.
All of my favorites.
And also pepperonis.
Pepperonis.
Your favorites.
Oh, man.
So you better be careful, man. And as you know, eating the tainted meat can cause high fever, severe headache, neck stiffness, and nausea. So if you're going through any of those, you better go check yourself out with a doctor.
Yeah, go to your doctor, yeah.
And also, Maple Leaf has closed his plants earlier for the decontamination. Michael McLean, the CEO of Maple Leaf, gave his deepest and sincere condolence to the family who have died, saying, "Our best efforts failed, and for that, we're deeply sorry. This is the toughest situation we have ever faced in 100 years in this company's history." Well, so far, 12 people have died from the Listeria bacteria in the maple leaf food products.
That's a lot of people, man.
That's a lot of people.
That's a serious outbreak.
And my question is, how many more people are there? Because I know people who does shopping for a whole month.
Right.
And save it in their house. Okay, like, suppose they have a big fridge, or they have a go down somewhere, you know, they save all this food because stores are very far for them to go to. So how about those people? How about some people out there who save this food and they don't know about what's happening
right in the world.
They'll be affected severely. Right?
What
do you think about that?
I think it's pretty sad, and I just think that Maple Leaf should actually investigate it a bit more thoroughly right now, because they're playing, you know, the PR is working, right? People are thinking that it's not their fault, it's not the Maple Leaf's company fault, but it is, because they're the one, you know, selling the food, you know. They have to, like, make sure that the food, the meat is clean. And I don't know how they sterilize their equipment, but they got to do a better job, right? And the apology from that, I don't know who that guy
is. Cannot bring down those dead.
It's not going to bring those guys back. Okay.
That's scary, man. Holy cow. That's pretty scary. I thought someone just died again.
Yeah. And I just, you know, the families should, like, sue. I don't know. I don't think this is America, but I think they should sue the Maple Leafs company.
They did. I heard Maple Leafs been sued for a couple billion, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, because it's the Maple Leafs' fault.
Yeah, yeah, but it is their fault because they haven't been careful, probably. How could such a disease slide through, like, the Maple Leaf industry, which has been our trustworthy industry for over 100 years.
Right.
And us ourselves been going there.
Yeah.
You know, buying food. I'm right now, I'm very scared. I feel like going to the doctor and checking myself out because I really don't know. And if there is any precaution of this, like if there is any antidote that I have to take to get rid of this, I have no idea. Even if they made any antidote for that. You understand?
Yeah.
So it's very scary having a feeling like that, you know, and having nothing to do about it.
For me, I didn't even really pay attention to this issue because, you know, yesterday I went grocery shopping and I bought, like, Maple Leafs chicken and stuff.
Oh, my
like
God.
That.
Are you serious?
So I'm not really, because I don't think it's going to happen to me. Like, I'm, you know, like.
Well, you better be careful.
But I only buy, like, a certain type of meat, and it's still in the supermarket. So, you know, so that means it's not in danger, right? So they had the whole shelf filled with this.
It's just like what you're saying is there's HIVs on a lot of people
Well, you can't compare HIV to this issue.
No, what I'm saying is a lot of people has HIVs, right?
Right.
But we also have this safe sex thing, which we kind of use condoms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Catch nothing, right? At least there's a condom they're protecting themselves. Okay.
Yeah, but
are you protecting yourself from Maple Leaf Foods?
Well, I don't think the HIV issue actually relates to this issue because the HIV, it's to the person who actually it's to the person.
Nobody really finds out.
No, okay, let me try to finish my point. Really let me out. Try to finish the point. My point.
Finish your point.
Okay, with HIV. It's a sexual, you know, transmission, right?
Yeah.
And then there's also when you go to like blood, you know, transfusion or whatever, you can get it that way too.
No, because they check the blood that we get.
Well, it's not thorough, right? Like, just look at just recently the Red Cross, you know, they had some tainted blood in their system.
Are you serious?
And yeah, and a lot of people got sick from that, right?
You know what? In that case, you win. But if it wasn't that case, I won.
So, okay. But right? Anyways, okay. I just don't think it's that, you know, you can't really compare HIV to this issue because it's different.
Okay.
It's so much different. It's, you know, and the thing about this is it's been in the news for like 4 or 5 days now, right?
So, 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. So people are aware about this, right? So they're not going to go to the supermarket and like buy Maple Leafs products, you know. For me, I bought it because they still had it at the shop, and I ate it last night, and I feel fine today. You know, there's nothing wrong with me.
Well, it's not like it's gonna affect you like right away.
Right away,
it probably takes time. It probably is like cigarette, like nicotine. How it takes time to kill a man.
Okay, it's not gonna. You know, I don't wanna make it, you know, sound
but
like
it,
that.
It's, What I suggest actually is, it's good to be on the safe side, you know, because you never.
So you're
know
not you're happens. Not gonna eat chicken again.
Are you crazy? Hell no. Chicken all the time, man. Chicken is like my favorite thing. Chicken and beef. Oh
but
my
Maple
God.
Leafs is like the biggest company in
know,
Ontario that
it's
make
not
that.
Not only Maple Leaf. There's so many other countries out there. I mean,
the other companies.
Companies out there.
Yeah. But Maple Leafs is the best, even though. You know, like sometimes
well,
people.
Be.
Sometimes,
probably,
but you know,
having Maple Leaf.
But sometimes
you've been
people
there for over 100 years, and
yeah, yeah, you keep saying that 100 years.
The trust is in there.
Yeah, well, trusted company.
To look at it from the other point of view of what's happening right now, and toward my research, what I figured out is most old people are being affected by these, right? Not the younger ones.
Yeah.
So, how old are you, man? You look pretty young to me, man. So, okay. You know, you probably pass. I'm really not sure. Those beard and mustache.
What about you, man? You don't look.
Some piece missing.
You don't look young too, man.
I'm staying off the Maybelline, right?
Yeah. It's up to you. You know, you can check with your doctor, but I think it's fine. I don't think it's really that big of a problem, because how many people died? Like
a lot.
What is a lot? 12 people.
12 people is a lot of people. And how do you know there's not many people coming in the same direction?
Well,
because of the same reason. Enough people consume that food already.
Yeah, I guess. That's the same thing with the West Nile and the SARS issue. You know, people do die, and it's sad. But what I was going to ask was, how did Maple Leafs drop the ball? Like, did they change the way they inspect their equipment? Like, how did this happen that made people, you know, sick?
That's a very good question.
That's what they have to find out from the investigation. And I think the city, even though it's not really a city-related issue, I think that the city should do something to help the Torontonians or whatever. So, T-Bone, what's going on?
What's going on with you, T-Bone?
Well, I got to tell you guys something. I got pretty sick the other day because I read something that was very disturbing. You remember that guy that was, beheaded and butchered in the bus?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, there was a person that was trying to pretend to be his sister, starting up Facebook groups and pretending to be here to claim money, like in donations through PayPal. Like, she even like contacted this guy by the name of Ron Shinners, who has a website that's a tribute to Tim McLean, who was killed. And apparently he gave her like administrative controls to the website too. Or to the Facebook group as well.
Oh my god.
Well, but she was caught. So what they did was delete her account, but they could not actually prosecute her in any way because of the privacy laws of Facebook. So, or she. We don't know if it's he or she.
So what actually happened? You said is somebody got
She tried to make some money.
We don't know.
Right, she tried to make money by pretending to be the guy's aunt or sister or whatever, right?
The sister.
Yeah.
So he's pretending.
But you know about Facebook, right? It's becoming to be the next MySpace. So, you know.
But it's crazy.
I'm not surprised.
All the donation money went towards this person imposing, like pretending to be the sister of someone that was murdered.
That's a new idea for me.
So I don't understand. You know, I don't understand. Police officers can go to a person and to a person's computer, to a person's website, and they can collect every single information and use that information to arrest that person. But they can't do it in this situation. Like, what's the deal? They can't find the persons by their IP address. I know a lot about computers, and the IP address never changes, right? Like
you can't really say that. I have an older brother who's a computer genius, right?
Okay.
Well,
does he work for Apple?
No, not really. he's not an Apple. I have my older cousins,
yeah,
and some of my oldest nephews.
Right.
They're in computers, right?
Yeah.
And some of them are very tricky. Believe it or not, they could send something from this computer and just change the whole thing around. Like, even the IP address wouldn't...
Well...
Like, you know, you wouldn't be able to find them.
The IP address you get from your ISP, you know what that is? Internet Service Provider.
Yeah.
Provider.
But also, going
but
back...
And
that never changes, though.
Facebook, you can find out a lot about a person. It's just because of the privacy laws, the law enforcement can't really do much about it.
Well, but you know what? You know what?
Probably
like. No, I don't think. I think the police officers are just getting lazy and trying to use Facebook as the scapegoat. But I don't think
we have any privacy laws in this.
You want to know how they found out that it was a fake person?
Oh.
Apparently, you know that guy Shinners, who owns the tribute page.
Mm-hmm.
apparently the actual sister contacted him.
Really?
That's not me. Yo, that's not me, right? That's kind of crazy.
At the same time, someone reported
was his website
caught red-handed.
Turned down? Was his website like shut down?
I'm not sure right now. I think it was because he gave the controls over to the person, but it's probably back up now and
it's kind of
controlled by the real people.
But like I said, you know, Facebook is kind of losing its luster. You know, like it's, you know, I don't really trust anything on Facebook. I want to look at people's profiles that I know personally, right? Like, I don't, if your name looks weird, I'm not going to click on you. I'm going to delete you, you know? So I, you know, the only people I look at is like people I know personally, face to face.
Well, what if it's a hot girl?
Well, that's the thing about internet, right?
Like, well, going back.
They can fake it up, you know, they can fake it up. So,
well, going back on the story.
Going back to the bus incident, sorry.
Yeah.
The union told the Greyhound in the western parts of Canada that they should actually restrict passengers from carrying bags into the bus. So now they want you to put the bags under the bus at all times.
I think that's outrageous
because what are you going to do when you want to request a stop and you're not even allowed to go and pick your bag out of the back of the bus?
What if you have a little baby and you're carrying a bag for a little baby and, you know, they don't let you carry the bag inside? What do you do about it? And the baby's crying all the whole ride. They can't stop the ride because you're in the middle of the highway.
Well,
the baby
I just
needs to get fed.
Yeah, I think they're just going to make it like the airport where you got to take off your shoes.
That's what they
you
should
You
got to
take
do.
Off everything. And then, serious. And then you're going to wear like a special type of clothing and then get on the airplane.
Take off your shoes.
Get on the bus. That's how they're going to do it.
I thought because, you were going
to
talk about like
you can, no.
Toronto to Montreal, guys.
No, because look, you can put your baggage in, you know, under the bus and stuff like that and still like keep the knives
you
and
can
the
have
guns
a knife
in your
and
pocket.
A gun on you and no one's going to even know. You
so I don't see that
terminal,
point,
all
right?
Catch a bus with anything on you. No one's going to check you.
But that's how that's why it's
some kind of detective. Or something. I think
they should treat it like clubs in the court.
Oh, so
yeah.
they need
at
a
least.
Bouncer.
You get a pat down.
At least. You get pat down.
Yeah, you get a pat
you know,
down.
You
at
get
least.
Checked up because you never know who you run into inside the bus.
But is that gonna affect my ride from here to Hamilton, which is like 45 minutes? You know, is that gonna affect me? Is that gonna affect the TTC before you get on the bus? They gotta pat you down. That's ridiculous.
Brings us back to the same topic as I was talking about I'd rather be on the safe side.
So you'd rather give all of your rights to just to be safe?
It's not
your personal,
all my
your private.
Right.
Yeah, because that's what's happening in the States right now. A lot of people.
Well,
we're not talking about
not
this. I know.
It's the States. It's for God's sake.
But
States.
Look. Canada is
this is
Canada,
Canada the peace country.
Canada is America light, okay? That's the term.
Well, that's what they're saying. Canadians are not trying to be.
Well,
right?
Yes we do. Yes we are.
No, we are
look at our colors. White and red, okay? Look at our teams. There's basketball, there's baseball, there's hockey, you know. We do almost everything that the Americans do, and they do it better. Just look at the Olympics. They have like 100 medals, and we got like what, 19 or something
like
that.
That's because Canada is full of people from all over the world. So Canada.
So is America. So is America. Countries. America has 300 million people. Canada has 30 million, 32 million.
So that explains.
Explains what?
American has more people.
So that is why we have to put our bags on the bottom of the.
No, I just.
Just hold on a second till I punch you.
No, I just.
Baba
I just.
Africa.
I just. Whoa! Okay.
That was a real shot.
All right. So I
nice
just.
One.
I'm just afraid that
next
because.
Face, okay?
I'm just afraid because of this incident, they're going to make it harder for us to get on the buses. You know, the Greyhound, the Go buses. I go to Hamilton almost every month, right, to visit my family. And I think because of this, they're going to make it harder for me.
Well, I have a
good
question, actually. Well, one person got killed in the bus.
Yeah.
So what? Where are we? In Regent Park, where a lot of people do die. Right?
I'm and not going to say so.
Well. Not every day.
Not every day, but, well, I have noticed a lot of incidents myself.
Okay.
Right? And it's pretty devastating.
Right.
What did they do about that?
Well, you know what?
Did they put cameras all over it? Did they catch anyone yet?
Well, just look at what happened. look at what happened. Look at what they wanted to do this summer, right? They wanted to like go to the poor neighborhoods and put police officers, right?
Yeah, but
just look at Regent. Just look at Regent Park. You know, just recently we had like more police presence. You know, they're walking up and down Regent Park. You know, trying to see, you know, if you're gonna do some crime, and then they put like surveillance cameras to other neighborhoods. But those don't catch the criminals. Like it happened, they're watching the crime happen and nothing happens. Like they don't like go to the area and try to find out what happens. They just watch the event happens, and then you know the next day they'll be like, oh, okay, this is what it looks like. Okay, we're looking for this guy, and then they go to every neighborhood, you know, stopping every black guy that looks like that guy on the tape, you know. Actually, racial profiling.
Not, yeah, it's not only black guy or something, right? It could be also a white guy, a brown guy, a Chinese
guy. Okay.
Right?
Okay. I said okay. I'm sorry. I said black guy.
Necessarily has to
I
be
said,
a black
okay,
guy.
I'm sorry.
Just 'cause you're black.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I said black because that's how the media and the police look at it. Almost every criminal they go after is black or nothing. That's it.
Hey, they went after a lot of.
Just look at what happened
to
those. Look at what happened to those poor guys that got killed by the clubs. You know, they're like hanging in the SUV, yeah. And they got shot up. And they're still looking for that. They're still looking for that guy, that person that killed them. Because and also, during that event, there was a camera rolling, and they got a picture of the perpetrator. And they're still looking for the person. They're looking.
You know what I think? I think they know who it is.
Who knows who it is?
Whoever's supposed to know who it is.
Well, that's the thing.
Right?
That's
the
thing, though.
Is, I think they're not going out because they don't have enough evidence, right? Because that's what holds everyone back.
I think what's holding people back is that snitching, you know, mentality. You know, like, you know who committed the crime, but you still don't want to tell the cops. You know, you have people in Regent Park and people actually in the whole city of Toronto. You're walking around with T-shirts that says "Stop snitching." What kind of bull crap is that? You know, if you tell the cops, that's gonna make it easier for the police officers to do their job and to prosecute that person. But people in Regent and people in other parts of Toronto are afraid. And they're afraid because they think that that person might come back and kill them. Like, you know, it's kind of ridiculous.
Well,
but
for that, we have to grab one of those people who believes on, you know, stop snitching. And I have to ask them.
I keep asking them.
Point of view.
I keep.
You know, because we can't have one point of view arguing about it, you know, and not having a next point of view backing himself up.
I know why. I just said the reasons why they would not snitch. Because they're afraid that that guy might come back and kill them or kill
their
family.
I think that's the only reason. They believe in revenge rather than snitching, right?
They believe in revenge?
Yeah.
How's that? I'm
not sure. Because when I was a youth myself, and because I went to Canadian schools right here, right? I went to high school here. I went to elementary school here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of grew up in Regent Park myself. And the way I kind of grew up is the same way, actually, you know.
Okay.
Don't snitch. But, you know, I kind of grew out of it, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, I never had a big issue like that, you know, where I have to snitch on someone.
But
I never saw snitching as a big issue. And then,
but the thing is, you're not really.
Though there were times where I,
you're not
where
really,
I did get snitched out, and
you got
what
snitched
did
out.
You do?
What did you do?
No, as in like, you know, we're.
You stole a cookie.
That's child play. Like what I'm saying is, if you tell the police officers, you know, you can tell it privately, right? You can do it anonymously, right? Right, you can call 222 tips, you know, and you cannot give your name, right? And there's like witness protection and all that, you know, like there's so many things the police can do to keep you safe.
But there's
right?
also many people who doesn't believe.
But
in
people
the law
are still paranoid.
System.
That's
the
problem.
But
what?
A lot of people are there in this world who doesn't believe in the system and the law.
Okay, yeah, I understand the
and
justice.
If you were ever in the system, you'll agree with them.
No, I believe
because the stories, the devastating stories I've heard from some youths, myself, are pretty heart touching. So
yeah,
next time we'll have somebody up here just to back himself up.
Okay, wait
in
a second.
In front of Baba Africa.
Okay, wait a second. I believe the justice system is a bit fault, right? Like it still needs a lot of work. But I'm saying if you know who committed the crime, it's up to you to go to the police and report it, right? And not worry about that snitching garbage, because, like I said, the police can do stuff to keep you safe.
Police is gonna police is gonna give you a jail time. And
what do you mean?
Look. Suppose you went and snitched on someone.
Right.
Okay. So the police is gonna grab that person, give him a jail time.
Yeah.
Okay. And after he gets his jail time, before his bail, your name is gonna be on the witness report, and he's gonna say that Baba Africa, or whatever is your name,
mm-hmm.
right, is the person you better stay away from.
Okay, right? Let me
and
just tell you.
That's going to influence him to come after you.
Let me tell you one story,
right?
One quick story, okay? I lived in the Blake Bowlby community for years, right? And in 2004, 2005, I believe, I worked with this guy for a very long time. His name was Campton, right? Basically, look, he was going to his house and he saw a couple of guys smoking by the elevator, right? Right? So he told them, yo, guys, you guys can't smoke here, right? And then those guys left, and then he came back to the elevator, and as he was going back into the elevator, he got shot in the head. Are you listening? So
yeah.
He got shot in the head, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then people waited for like almost an hour to call the police, right? And that guy, you know, the guy who pulled the trigger, he ran off, and you know, he was threatened for like a couple of months or probably a year or whatever. And then somehow somebody got the courage to actually call the cops and say they didn't even say it like personally, right? They did it anonymously, right? So they're like, yeah, I think I know who did it, right? So they told the police officers who actually pulled the trigger. Right, and that person, the person who killed Campton, was caught. Right, he was arrested. Actually, I played basketball with the guy that pulled the trigger. He's, you know, it's kind of crazy because.
So what if? Okay, I'm not saying he's not.
But you understand.
What if? Yeah, I know. But I'm not saying he's not. But I'm also saying, what if he's not the person you guys are actually looking for?
But he was the person.
Just believing in an anonymous call. Do they have proof?
What proof? They know who pulled the trigger.
How do you know who pulled the trigger if you don't?
I know that building. I know that my auntie used to live in that building. A lot of people go in and out that building frequently. It's almost like Regent Park. Blake Bowlby, we call it, I call it the sister of Regent Park, because we deal with the same garbage as people deal here, right? Deal with here. So we you know, we have crime and poverty and all that nonsense, right? So there's a lot, you know, people know each other too, and that's the same thing with Regent Park. Like people know almost everybody here, right? So people knew that it was him that actually pulled the trigger, but they waited almost an hour to call the police officers, and almost, you know, 4 months, 5 months later to tell the police officers, you know, who pulled the trigger, you know. And when they did that, the police officers did their job and they got that guy arrested, and now he's rotting in jail, you know. Kind of crazy because, like I said, I went to school with this guy. I played basketball with him. You know, he was a good
basketball. Probably he had no choice. Probably he got himself in Probably he got himself in a certain situation. I really don't know who you're talking about.
Okay, Google Campton Howard. Okay.
But you know
Google.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are people out there who sometimes doesn't have a choice.
What choice?
You understand? It's like, suppose they get bullied to the limit,
but
where
wasn't
they can't
the
take
guy
it
that
anymore.
Was killed a community worker?
Yeah, he was. That's the other thing.
Guy. Like,
that was
yeah.
the
not a criminal.
You missed the
no,
first part of my story.
Him. I'm not talking
okay,
about him at
but
all.
You missed the first part of my story.
There are people out there, you know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about him in particular.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because I don't know anything about that story.
But
right?
I don't think anyone really needs to die.
No.
Yeah, but
that's
if
but like,
people do put you in a corner situation where you can't do or die or you can't
but
do anything.
But that wasn't one of those situations.
Yeah. That, I'm not talking about this situation. It has to be one of this situation is what I'm talking about. But, you know, if people do put you in one of those situations, what do you do? How do you come out of it?
I tell the truth.
Tell
you
the
know?
Truth to who?
tell the truth to the police.
Tell the truth to the police, but what happens when the guy comes out?
Well,
or what happens as long as the guy's in there and he has his friends to look after his business?
But why are you so paranoid like that? Like, why are you so paranoid to that point
I
where
think
you're
still wears the
afraid
t-shirt.
That they're gonna come back to you?
Stop.
Like you're doing a good thing by telling the cops. You're doing a good thing by telling the police officers who actually pulled the trigger, who actually stabbed the guy. You're telling a good thing.
Yeah.
And like I said, there is certain procedures you can do to like be anonymous, right? And you know, even though it's not really the point, but 222 tips will give you some cash if your information actually results to the guy getting arrested. They can give you some money, but that's not the point, right? The point is to solve this crime, you know. And you have like mothers and fathers, you know, crying in front of video cameras, you know, demanding that people come out and tell the truth about the people who killed the children.
Right.
So that's been a very heated.
That was way off.
I know.
You totally got.
That's your fault.
Okay, now blame it on the new guy. Yes.
Okay.
This is Mojo.
Yeah, this is Babo Africa.
This is T-Bone.
T-Bone X, and we'll be back next week talking about some other issues. Yeah.
Yes.
Adios.